It is 4:06 p.m. Eastern Time on Friday, October 6th, and I am headed to the airport to catch a flight to D.C., where I will make the trip to Baltimore for the Orioles' first playoff game at home since 2014. Time to head out. I'll be in Maryland for a little over 24 hours, I think 26 total. And this is probably the lightest I've ever packed for a trip. I have one backpack. I do have to admit that as a Floridian, I'm a little nervous because it looks like it's going to be cool in the morning. I mean, relatively. So I actually brought jeans. I'm sure I'm not going to need jeans, but I brought jeans and orange because I think we're supposed to wear orange for game one. All right, I parked, survived a terrifying ride in the parking spot shuttle, and have arrived at MCO, which has a tendency to have a super long security line. Probably my least favorite airport in the country. And we're looking at 22 to 26 minutes for security, so going to hop in one of these long security lines. Hopefully I have time to get a little bit to eat. It's 5:12, and then hop on my 7 o'clock flight. Somehow, there wasn't a crazy long line at Chipotle, and I didn't get charged like $26, which I was expecting from the airport. It was actually a pretty good experience, which is like two for two for the Orlando International Airport. I'm not gonna compliment this airport because it's still terrible, but everything's going pretty good so far, and I'm on time.
We're here for your comfort and safety. Please report any unwelcome behavior to a flight attendant. Thanks for your attention or for attending to pay attention. Either way, it works for me. Now we invite you to sit back, relax, and enjoy your 2-hour flight up to Washington, D.C. Welcome aboard Southwest Airlines.
All right, it's 9:20, and I just landed here in Washington, D.C. at Reagan National Airport. My parents have been patiently waiting outside to pick me up. Took a little while for us to get the plane parked or whatever you call it and get off. So I'm going to walk out there and meet them and crash for the night and then head to Camden Yards. I've been texting a few friends who are going to be there tomorrow. Looking forward to catching up with everybody. Watch the Orioles hype video when I landed. I'm ready. Can't wait. Last check-in for Friday. It is nearly midnight, and I am going to attempt to get a little bit of sleep before we head out. We're going to leave here at 9. The parking lot's open at 9:30. Busy day in downtown Baltimore with the Orioles game at 1, and then, of course, the Billy Joel concert that evening. So we're going to get down there as soon as the lot's open, hoping to catch up with everybody. Going to sleep fast tonight. We watched the Orioles postseason pregame show special on Masson tonight to get all amped up and psyched and ready for tomorrow if we needed that. I don't know that I needed it. but here we go. Time to catch a little bit of sleep. Save my voice for tomorrow. Managed to get a pretty good night's sleep last night, which is surprising. I must have been pretty wiped out. We arrived downtown in Baltimore around 9:30, like right after the parking lot's open, but we ended up parking at Topgolf over at the casino and actually played a round of Topgolf while we were waiting for the stadium to open at 10:30. Talking about the weather, I am glad that I packed my hoodie. I went with hoodie and shorts for this trip, which I think is going to be good. It's 10:49 right now. We have a very light rain. The radar doesn't look real good. I mean, it looks like it's going to clear up at, you know, maybe a little bit after game time. But it's definitely rainy. I know they're going to want to get this game in with the concert tonight at M&T Bank Stadium. And the rain is light. I feel like right now they would start this game in this rain, but it's steady. So we'll see. It looks like some heavier stuff is behind it, but we'll have to see what happens. We'll be making our way over to the stadium shortly. It's open now, but we just kind of didn't want to walk in the rain quite yet. So more to come. All right, well, we made it to the stadium. Tarp is on the field. Light rain has continued. They handed out an orange towel with the Angry Bird on it, which is exciting. Always glad to see the Angry Bird back. And now we're just kind of waiting out the rain. The Rangers are out warming up currently. And we'll probably pop into the team store, kill a little bit of time here in the rain. All right, 11:59 in the concourse. I ran into probably the person I've watched more games with besides my dad, and that is my good pal Jabby Burns.
Hey, Zach, it's so good to see you. You're still tall. The ballpark looks amazing today. A lot of orange in the building. I was a little worried because it's a 1 o'clock start. I understood why. I mean, it makes sense. You have, you're going to do the double dip and go see Piano Man. And
yeah, are you going? Speaking,
absolutely not. I'm getting out of here as soon as possible when this game's over, when we win, hopefully a tight one. But it's a good energy in here, though. I was worried about the people at Pickles, and then I walked by Pickles. It's okay. The crowd's feeling really good. Why wouldn't it rain on an Orioles playoff game?
You know, I totally feel like I haven't been to Camden Yards in a couple of years, seen some games in the Trop, went to Milwaukee this year.
Sorry.
Being back in town, walking through the city, it being cold and rainy, it just has that, like, blue-collar feel that I had, like, not forgotten about, but I don't know, maybe I did forget about it. Like, everything is hard-fought,
yes.
Right? You play in the AL East, it's hard. A rebuild here is hard. You win 101 games, it's hard. Why would the weather be good? Like, it's going to be crappy. It's going to be hard.
No, I think you're absolutely right. And for this team, they don't get fazed by anything. It really doesn't. I mean, you can tell it's one of the best road records in baseball. They play well at home. They play well on the road. And with an orange out today, as the crowd put it out there and wanted to put out socials, I thought it was a really good idea to get everybody in orange, because guess what? They're wearing orange. So why wouldn't the crowd be wearing orange? So I think it's going to be a good series, though, to be honest with you, because I'm terrified of Corey Seager.
Yeah.
I think with Garcia coming back off his injuries, much better hitter in that lineup. But if the Orioles can just do what they've done all year, play good defense, timely hitting, and getting those strikeouts when they really need it, and that's something that we haven't had. And I understand the roster construction. I understand why Means isn't in there, sore elbow, whatever. They have enough pitching. The question is, will they hit? And, you know, the postseason's all about bullpens, and our bullpen is way better than the Rangers.
Yeah, I feel that, too. I feel like we have to get to their bullpen, right? We need to see the Orioles get to their bullpen. That's, like, key part. I was really hoping for a Rays matchup, not only because I was going to go to the freaking Trop and get some $10 tickets.
I'm sorry that you have to go to the Trop.
At least I could see it. But I also liked how they matched up against the Rays a little bit better than the Rangers.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. It's just nervous energy.
I totally agree with you. With the Rays series, I was like, I wanted the Rays. As soon as Franco went out and all the stuff that they got going on with their pitching staff, and we went in there and dominated them, and I think we have a little mental advantage against them. The Rangers, we haven't played since May, and really they dominated us in a couple of those games. You know, Gunnar got his first home run off, John Gray, who might come in this series. I thought he would maybe start this game. But I'm really interested to see what Bochy did with two left-handers to start. You'll see Heaney for probably a couple innings, and then they're going to come back in with somebody else, probably coming back out of the bullpen, like a bullpen game, Dunning, whoever it is. But like you said, get the pitch count up. The only guy in this lineup that does a really good job of that is Hicks, and he's in the lineup, which I think is good. Get your veterans in there, and I think Westy is your X factor. I think Westy shows up, the big hit today. But I'm just so happy to see you in the ballpark, and I can't wait to see you next Sunday when we're here for ALCS Game 1.
Oh, man, I'm ready for that. All right, heavy rain, heavy rain right now. I used to always go to you for weather. We're going to be good, right? I'm going to make my 7:25 flight tonight.
Yeah, so we're at noon. I said, dude, right now we're doing noon on that Saturday. It is coming down hard, which is a good sign, because that means the hard stuff comes down, flows out. The wind's blowing really well out offshore, so we should be good by game time. Adam Jones might be a little wet throwing out that pitch, but hopefully Nick Markakis is catching it, and then I can cry.
All right, last thing. I'm in Maryland where I can open up the DraftKings Sportsbook, which I did on my way over here. I took the under 8 runs today. How do you feel about that?
Well, first of all, you know I hate unders. But second of all, I do like that play because I do think both teams are going to play a little tight, especially in a bullpen game. Orioles are going to play tight. So many young guys in the team. They're going to have to get that one big hit. And I'm not worried about Gunnar against a lefty. I like that under. That seems to be the play. Jeremy Kahn, good buddy. That is his play today, too. I have a over 1.5 bases for Austin Hayes, who owns Haney. So that was my guy.
See, that's more fun. I like that. I like that. I just like this as an option.
You love it, right?
Now? Well, if I'm back for the ALCS, there'll be a little more action.
Take the Steelers plus the 4.5.
Too. Oh, see? All right. I got to get that one in before I fly out of here. All right. I'm going to let you get to your seats. It is so amazing to catch up with you. Hopefully the first of a few games here.
Always good to see you, Pat.
Enjoy the game. You cheer loud. Wave your orange flag. Go O's.
Let's go. Guts go O's.
All right. Sun's shining now, but the game's delayed until 2:15. So grounds crew's out on the field, getting everything ready to go, but we're going to have a delayed start. Going to be a little iffy with my 7:25 flight. We had a nice 8.5 inning game here. Almost game time. It's 1:43. RBI double.
We got somebody in the running now.
It's 2-1. 2-1. Let's go.
MVP. MVP.
All right, Anthony Santander with a solo homer. It's 3-2. 3-2. Got to get the offense going. All right, made it to BWI, barely. We actually had to leave straight from the game. I watched the end of the game, but straight from the game to the airport and my plane boards in a little less than 10 minutes. Didn't end up recording anymore at that game. That was obviously a tough 3-2 loss for the Orioles. My voice is a little hoarse, as you can probably tell. But yeah, tough finish that one. You're not going to win many games scoring 2 runs. Kyle Bradish looked good. That was probably a highlight. I mean, it's definitely on the offense. I have to point out just the way the game ended, right? So, bottom of the ninth, Gunnar Henderson on first, no outs. Anthony Santander at the plate, who had been the hottest hitter for the Orioles so far in that game. And, you know, a decision's made to send Gunnar to try to steal second. He gets thrown out. You've got one out, and quickly followed by another out from Tony. And it just felt like when Gunnar was thrown out that game was over, like that you lost the crowd. I know we go back and forth about, you know, momentum, all that stuff. The crowd, I can tell you for sure, the crowd was definitely out of that game when Gunnar was thrown out at second, and then, you know, it was quickly over there, quickly over shortly thereafter. So tough finish. Got to get the bats going tomorrow. Glad I made this trip. Glad postseason baseball is back in Baltimore. It's exciting. I hope I can make it back. I can make it back if the Orioles make the ALCS. But they have to make the ALCS, so hopefully they'll win tomorrow and then be successful when they head to Texas. But it was great. I love catching up with Jab. I also got to catch up with Jake from Bird's Eye View, which was amazing. I guest hosted for Scott a few weeks ago leading up to the playoffs, so it was awesome to catch up with him. Great to see that stadium packed. Great to see Adam Jones throw the first pitch. Just so fun to be back. So would have loved to had a different result, but just glad I made the trip. So, all right, I'm going to hop on my plane and get back to home in Orlando, and I'll tune into game two tomorrow.
All right, it's 11:18 p.m. on Saturday the 7th, and I am back on my couch in Orlando. I think when I recorded that last piece of the, whatever I'm calling this, audio blog in BWI, I thought that would be it. But after, you know, flying and thinking a little bit more about the experience over the last 24 hours, I felt like I needed to wrap it up a little more cleanly. So I guess that's this. I don't really have any notes or anything, but I guess that's what I'm going to do in this last portion here. Again, obviously not the result that that I was hoping for in this trip, but, you know, game two tomorrow. The Orioles are a resilient team who have come back and don't seem to let things impact them. Even in game, don't seem to let things impact them. So certainly have all the faith in the world that that they can bounce back and even up the series tomorrow. But really what I wanted to wrap up with was just kind of my thoughts on just having playoff baseball back in Baltimore. And I know that I said that was special, but you know, it's been a long time, right? And I think I got back into doing the newsletter and recording these pods just because of kind of how baseball, how it relates to your life, right? It was really great to catch up with Jab. Before we recorded, he was just talking about, you know, we were talking about Adam Jones throwing out the first pitch, and he had mentioned that he was there the day that, at Camden Yards, the day that they retired, that Adam Jones came back and signed the one-day contract, and he was able to retire as an Oriole, which was really special. And he was just saying how emotional he was and that those emotions came from being there with his kids and, you know, seeing how much they've grown, right? And thinking back to the memories that they shared together when Jones was in his prime and playing for the Orioles, right? And, you know, I totally understand that feeling now as a parent, and I know I'm going to be exactly the same way as Penny grows, and she's only, you know, 3, almost 4 now. I just know that I'm going to be that way, and I had, you know, similar thoughts as I'm at the game now with my parents, right, and the memories that we had, and you know, the last playoff memory, good memory. I went to the ALCS with them in 2014. Those were not great memories, but the ALDS, where the Orioles swept the Tigers in 2014, those were amazing memories. And, you know, seeing the Delman Young clip, which my dad turned to me and said he's ready for a new favorite postseason memory, and I totally agree. I am too. Hopefully we'll get it this year. But, you know, I shared that memory with my parents, and I'm sitting here hoarse recording this podcast, and man, I don't think I've ever lost my voice like I did after that game. Like I remember screaming so loud when that moment happened that I like could feel my voice disappearing, and just how special that was. So it was just special to be in that city. And to, you know, have the house just absolutely packed and rocking and just living and dying with every pitch, right? I mean, I just, there's just nothing like that. And going to baseball games is always a blast and always one of my all-time favorite things to do anytime. But playoff baseball and just the intensity of it and Just the emotions and the amount of time that you're on your feet and just thinking about the meaning of every single moment as it's happening. It's just, it's intense and it's a blast. And I'm just grateful that we get to have it. And that, you know, that alone is what made all of this crazy travel worth the trip. And getting to experience that with, you know, with my parents, getting to see Jab, getting to see Jake, getting to see the city experience that again is just so special. So that's going to be my wrap up. That's kind of what I'm thinking. I wish I had recorded a little bit more in-game audio. But man, when you're, I felt like I was just in it, right? Just like trying to enjoy it and experience it and kind of live in those moments. So I did my best with it. If I go back, if the Orioles make the ALCS, and if you like this, maybe I'll do another one. Let me know. A little bit different than what we, you know, normally do on the pod, but I thought it was fun and I enjoyed cutting it together and revisiting it on the plane and then kind of having these final thoughts. So, yeah, so that'll do it for this, this audio blog of game one of the ALDS. Game two coming up in a few hours at 4 o'clock on Sunday. I'll be tuning in from my couch this time, not from the stadium, but, just can't wait to see the crowd and the fans just totally deserve this. And man, I hope the Orioles bounce back in a big way and even up this series. So that's it for me. Have a good one. We'll talk to you again soon.